Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches interpret inconsistencies in tarot and other divination practices. Have you done a reading lately and you were expecting good news and you didn't get it? What if you got bad news? Or a reading that fell short of your expectations? I have 3 insights for you. The first one is, it's a moment in time. When you do a reading, it's a picture of a very specific time period or moment. A lot of people don't realize that just by knowing the information that you have at that time could change the outcome. How? Because you know what's going to happen, you will make different choices to make that not happen. For example, if you got a bad reading about a job interview, you could have a friend help you study and brush up on your interview skills. You can definitely make a schedule to rehearse every day. And now our second insight. If you get a bad prediction, make positive choices. As we talked about before, you can make a positive choice of having a friend help you practice for that job interview. If you get a bad prediction about your health, you could start by changing your eating habits and exercise more and getting more sleep. If you get a bad prediction about a relationship, you'll know to spend more time and really listen to your partner to find out what's going on with them. Or it may even open your thoughts to realizing that you might not be in the proper relationship that will make you grow. Now that's hard news to take, but the gods put divinity in you and your divinity wants to grow. And now for our third insight. Don't check every 5 minutes. If you check every 5 minutes, you're going to get a very muddy answer to the question you're asking. So for example, if you do a tarot reading and then you wait a little while and do another tarot reading, it can really muddy the situation. It can give you conflicting information which will help no one. We're looking for clarity, not confusion. With clarity, you can make positive choices. I would suggest if you have a certain question that you do one for that question, maybe every week, just to make sure that you're on the right path. You can also use different techniques to help get more information about a particular question or situation. As a witch, you should know at least a couple of different divination practices. For one, I use tarot cards. I also use runestones, but if neither of those are what works for you, you can always try a pendulum. For example, one way of using a pendulum is take a sheet of paper, draw a circle. On the left and right, put no on that circle. On the top part and the bottom part, put yes. When you hold the pendulum, hold the chain and let the weight hang down by the paper. It's good to put your chain on your middle finger and not on your index finger because it gives more accurate readings when you use it on your middle finger. Tell your pendulum that if you go up and down, that means yes. If you go side to side, that means no. Hold the pendulum above the paper. Try to hold still and ask your question, and look and see what the pendulum does. Does it swing left to right or up and down? That is only one method on how to use a pendulum. And now I will summarize. The first insight was, it's a moment in time. The second insight is, if you get a bad prediction, make positive choices. And number 3, don't check every 5 minutes. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, GoddessHasYourBack.com and MoonwaterSilverclaw.com. I also have 2 courses on Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.